Six Nations Elected Council will be bringing senior citizens in the community together for the holidays. During the November 17th General Finance meeting, it was announced that Six Nations Elected Council will offer seniors in the community a holiday dinner for members to be together during the holiday season, which council says can be lonely for some. Deborah Jonathan, council's chief operating officer, explained why the decision was made to offer the seniors Christmas dinner instead of its usual Christmas basket giveaways that previously included frozen turkey and hams for community members to enjoy.
So this year, we're planning to host a sit-down Christmas dinner for all of our seniors. Historically, council has contributed to the community Christmas baskets or winter hampers by donating hams and turkey and the trimmings to ensure that people in our community can enjoy a hot holiday meal. We're coordinating these a little bit more streamlined this year, where we've got several of our departments coming together to organize not just our giveaways for the community, but we also want to have a designated day for our seniors in our community. What we heard from last year is that people were either getting several turkey or Christmas baskets while others were receiving none. We also heard that it was difficult for our senior population to get on the list to get a turkey, to go pick it up, to store it safely in their home, and then to cook it.
Jonathan says the dinner is planned to take place on December 15th at the Mott Hill Golf and Country Club. She detailed what entertainment is planned for those attending and explained that the event is open to all senior residents in the community, including those residents currently displaced from the Iroquois Lodge.
So we want to offer a hot sit-down meal for the seniors of our community, which will include bringing our Iroquois Lodge residents who can make the trip back for the day. So it's going to be a free sit-down holiday meal for all the seniors in our community who want to register. The date is planned for Monday, December 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mott Hill Golf and Country Club. The day will include not just the dinner, but a small Christmas concert. We're reaching out to our local schools to see if any of their classrooms would like to come and perform for our seniors. It's also going to include a visit by Santa Claus. We're going to have music, a photo booth, and we are also engaging our employee wellness committee of SNGR to be a secret Santa for our seniors.
Jonathan recognized that the holiday season can be lonely for some and also acknowledged the impacts that have been felt throughout the senior population of the community recently, with Iroquois Lodge being closed after flooding that took place in June that left the long-term care facility unusable. She says she hopes this event can bring those senior community members together and have them acknowledged and appreciated over the holiday season.
I just want to stress that the holiday season can be a lonely time for our seniors. And our hope is that this event will encourage socialization among our seniors, where they come to get to enjoy a hot meal together, some live entertainment, and a visit from Santa himself. Some of the political implications and advocacy that I've listed is due to the series of events that have occurred in our community this year. With the community emergency, we have seen the direct impact on our people and especially our seniors. Currently, there is scrutiny in our community on the value that we place on our seniors. This is a small token of appreciation for our seniors, many who have provided service to our community throughout their working lives. And I'd like to demonstrate this appreciation of them by having this celebration in their honor.
Six Nations Elected Council approved during the November 17th General Finance meeting to allocate the funding needed to host the event in the amount of $31,085. Council says all of its members have been requested to attend the seniors' dinner. Interested senior residents in the community can RSVP for the event through the community's senior support hub. And for those not interested in the event, they can additionally still sign up through council to receive a Christmas basket that includes either a turkey or ham. I'm Andrew Dowen. This news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.